אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד
8 We're reading the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah by בעל הסולם, we're in item 26.
כותרת היי פרצופי אק.
Title is the five parzufim of Ak, item 26. We have thoroughly clarified the issue of the masach that has been placed in the Kli of Malchut, the Bchina Daled, after having been restricted, and the issue of the five kinds of Zivug Daka within it, which produce five levels of ten Sfirot, one below the other. Now we shall explain the five Parzufim of Ak that precede the world's Abiyah. You already know that this Or Chozer, reflected light, which rises through the Zivug Daka from below upward and dresses the ten Sfirot of the upper light, suffices only for the roots of the vessels of the Kilim called Ten Sfirot Derosh, of the head of the Parzuf. To complete the Kilim, Malchut Derosh expands from those Ten Sfirot of Or Chozer that clothed the Ten Sfirot Derosh and spread from it and within it from above downward to the same extent as in the ten Sfirot of Rosh. This spreading completes the Kelim called the Guf of the Parzuf. Hence, we should always distinguish two Bchinot, two discernments of ten Sfirot in each Parzuf, Rosh and Guf. Again, excerpt item 26. We have thoroughly clarified the issue of the masach, the screen that has been placed in the kli of Malchut, the vessel of Malchut, the Bchina Daled, the fourth phase, after having been restricted, and the issue of the five kinds of Zivug Daka within it, which produce the five levels of ten Sfirot, one below the other. Now we shall explain the five Parzufim of Ak that precede the world's Abiyah, Atzilut Briyah Yetzirah Asiyah. You already know that this Or Chozer, reflected light, which rises through the Zivug Daka from below upward and dresses the ten Sfirot of the upper light, suffices only for the roots of the Kilim, called Ten Sfirot of Rosh, head of the Parzuf. To complete the vessels, the Kilim, Malchut of Rosh expands from those Ten Sfirot of Or Chozer that clothed the Ten Sfirot of Rosh and spreads from it and within it, from above downward, to the same extent as in the ten Sfirot of Rosh. This spreading completes the Kelim called the Guf of the Parzuf. Hence, we should always distinguish two Bchinot, two discernments of ten Sfirot in each Parzuf, Rosh and Guf.
Uzechor ze.
Киев. А как вот мы выстраиваем рожь все-таки вот в этом отраженном свете?
How do we build the rosh nonetheless in this reflected light?
What does that mean? As much as I want to bestow to the Creator, and this I build my thought, my intention, after that I request and check myself, as much as I can really bestow, or that I receive from Him first forces of bestowal, and then as much as I can rise from my will to receive by restriction, meaning not to use my will to receive for myself, rather only for the sake of connection to bestow contentment to the Creator, then I raise from my will to receive such intentions, and then accordingly in my intentions clothes a force that comes from me from the Creator, and then I begin to feel that I have a connection with the Creator. And there begins to be with this the building of the Patsuf, meaning the same will to receive that there was. I made a restriction on it, and now by the upper light, it begins to receive the will to receive begins to receive from the upper light care, treatment. The upper light meaning begins to format it. That, where is the part that's the head, where is the part that's the end, the inside, the rosh, toch, and sof, and what to do with the will to receive.
What does
it mean that later Malchut de Rosh expands?
That after that I meet, meaning I raise my request, my prayer to bestowal, and I receive from the Creator correction, then my will to receive that was only restricted, now that I, by that that I receive from the Creator, lights, corrections, forces, intentions, now my will to receive begins to feel what it's comprised of, how it can work. And then the will to receive, by the influence of the Creator, begins to format itself, to receive a form. What's closer to the Creator? What's less so? Where's vessels of bestowal? Where's vessels of reception? In what manner he can work? It turns out that this appeal to the Creator has ended, and now I have correction. The Creator corrects me in this, that he sends me the light, and the light enters me and changes all my desires, arranges them, sorts them, and thus the Patsuf is built. Beforehand it was just desire, just so. Now, and then a restriction was made on it. I turned to the Creator that I want to make a use of it only on the intention to bestow to him. And then I received a reaction in return from him. And this reaction that works on my will to receive arranges my will to receive already in a correct manner. All those parts that are in the spiritual Patsuf.
I
hope this question is relevant, but can we say that what we learned in the first part of the lesson, that we advanced from Malchut to Binah, by that we build the Rosh?
Approximately, about. Rosh is nonetheless Tzimtzum, restriction, reflected light, the striking. It's not the same actions like we spoke about before. These are beginnings of the connections to the Creator.
Hebrew 10.
How does the process of reception of light in Malchut becomes honor from shame?
Out of this that I want to bestow to the Creator, instead of to receive from him, then I turn the shame to respect. From this that I receive from him to this that I am similar to him. From this that I was on the degree of beast and now I'm on the degree of man. Now, of course, the Creator does this, but it's according to my request.
This is considered that Malchut corrects itself?
That's called that Malchut corrects herself, yes. Gilad, onward.
Item 27. In the beginning, the first Patsuf of Ak emerged. This is because, immediately following Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, when Bchinat Dalet was banned from being a receptacle for the upper light, and was erected with a masach, a screen, the upper light was drawn to clothe in the Kli of Malchut, as before. Yet, the Masach in the Kli of Malchut halted it and repelled the light. Through this striking in the Masach of Bchina Daled, it raised Or Chozer, reflected light, up to the level of Keter in the upper light. And this reflected light became a clothing, and the roots of the vessels in the Ten Sefirot in the upper light, called Ten Sefirot of Rosh, of the first Partsuf of Ak. Subsequently, Malchut, with the Or Chozer, expanded from her and within her by the force of the Ten Sefirot of Rosh into 10 new Sefirot from above downward. This completed the Kelim of the Guf. Then the full measure that emerged in the Ten Sefirot of Rosh clothed in the Ten Sefirot of Guf as well. This completed the first Partsuf of Ak, Rosh and Guf.
No, Unity 3.
Unity 3.
Здоровья вам, Рав. Скажите, пожалуйста, доблесть — это что такое?
Rav, may you be healthy. Tell us, please.
I don't know what translation you're hearing. What word do you heard instead of? I didn't see. I didn't understand the Russian. Honor, respect. How would you say that?
Ну что будет? Пускай будет доблесть. Я не знаю, кто как там.
А что это значит вообще в чувстве к Творцу?
So
what does this mean emotionally to reach the Creator?
That we reach contact with the Creator, then we feel the will to receive and how much it wants to receive and fill itself, how lowly it is. And if it turns itself to on the intention to bestow, it is high and respected, honorable. That's it. Okay, 27 that we read. No questions on this item? All right, so 28.
Item 28. Subsequently, that same Zivug De'aka'a. Again, subsequently, that same Zivug De'aka'a, a coupling while striking, repeated itself on the Masach, the screen erected in the vessel of Malchut, which has only a viut of Bchina Gimel, the coarseness of the third phase, and then only the level of Chochmah. Rosh and Guf emerged on it. Since the absence of the Masach in Aviyut of Bchina Daled, the absence of the screen in the coarseness of the fourth phase, caused it to have only four vessels, Kachab Tiferet, Keter Chochmah Bina Tiferet. Hence, the Or Chozer has room to clothe only four lights, Chanran, Chayan, Neshama, Ruach, Nefesh, lacking the light of Yechida. This is called Abde'ak. Following, that same Zivug De'aka repeated itself on the Masach in the Kli of Malchut that contains only a Viyut of Bchina Bet, the coarseness of the second phase. Then Ten Sefirot, Rosh and Guf, at the level of Bina emerged on it. This is called Partzuf Sag De'ak. It lacks the two vessels, Zeran Pin and Malchut, and the two lights, Chaya and Yechida. Afterward, the Zivug De'aka emerged on the screen that has only coarseness of the first phase, Aviyut of Bchina Aleph, and then Ten Sefirot, Rosh and Guf, emerged at the level of Tiferet, lacking the three Kelim, Bina, Zeran Pin and Malchut, and the three lights, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. It has only the lights, Ruach and Nefesh, dressed in the vessels Keter and Chokhmah. This is called Parzuf Ma and Bon Avak. Remember the inverse relation between the vessels and the lights, as mentioned in item 24.
Kanal Beot Chaf Daled.
PT 4.
PT 4.
איפה מורגש האור חוזר?
Where can we feel the reflected light? Where is the reflected light felt?
Reflected light is felt in the same place where direct light is felt. And there in that same place, meaning in that same desire, is felt internal light.
But we depict it or describe it above the desire.
That's just how we call it. It's just in sum total the will to receive, in which we're now learning what actions occur.
So the difference between the reflected light and the inner light is only if there is a previously there is an intention in order to bestow or wanting to receive in order to bestow.
The difference is only from the side of the created being, what it wants to do with its desire. All the actions are only in the desire. And by this, as much as it wants to change its desire from the intention to receive to intention to bestow, accordingly, it feels the reality that's before it. That's called that the light occurs, expands, it gets closer, it gets more distant, and so on. But all the actions are in the desire. The result from all the actions, the sensation of the Creator, the upper light that such that appears as such, in accordance with the actions of the created being. PT
19.
Yes, Rav. We just learned that there are the worlds Abiyah. So what exactly are in these pots of fame? What do they belong to? What is he trying to show us?
I don't know, I still haven't learned anything about them.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот творение пытается отдать.
Yes, dear Rav.
В отраженном свете. А что значит, что они все-таки встречаются?
The created being is trying to bestow back to the creator with the Ol Chozer. What does it mean that they meet in the Zivug Daka, in their intentions?
It's not just that they meet, they clothe one in the other. That's the sensation and the meeting and the hug and the connection and all sorts of forms between the Creator and the created being. And it's all by the intention of the Creator and the intention of the created being, one towards the other. As much as the created being's intentions are like the intentions of the Creator, he begins to feel the Creator, to reveal him, and stabilize him before him. That's all our work. Just in attitude from created being to creator. And then, when the creator is revealed to him, as always, as was, will be, and is, always in absolute, unconditional love. But the created being feels it in all sorts of manners, correct for its correction.
Какой должен быть вот минимальный свет отраженный для того?
In our work, what should be the minimal ochazel so that there will be the minimal zivug daka?
Coarseness of root with light of nefesh, and then the created being can feel itself that's inside the creator, like an embryo in the womb. And it says that he sees from one end of the world to the other end. That truly he has no problem because he annuls himself with respect to the upper one. And he still does not work with his vessels of reception, only annulment, and then he doesn't bother the upper one. on one hand. On the other hand, he feels the upper one. But he feels the upper one only in the degree of nefesh. He can't, meaning understand, attain the upper one. It's like a baby next to its mother. What does it understand? But it receives everything from her.
Okay, PT-14. I'd like to say, we really feel and attend changes in our relation to the friends and the Creator. What does it mean that it spreads and expands from Rosh to Guf?
Actions. Does it influence or not? Something you feel in connection between you, new or not. Do you want to determine these things to be constant and to progress onwards above them? And also that you talk about this, determine all sorts of actions, exercises that will be between you and between you to the Creator? That's very important. Okay, so, Gilad?
Item 29. Thus we have explained the emergence of five Partsufim of Ak, called Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma, and Bon, one below the other. Each inferior lacks the higher b'china of its superior. Partsuf Ab lacks the light of Yechida. Partsuf Sag lacks the light of Chaya as well, which its superior Ab has. Partsuf Ma and Bon lacks the light of Neshama, which its superior Sag has. This is because it depends on the measure of Aviyut in the Masach, on which the Zivug Deaka occurs. Yet, we must understand who and what caused the Masach to gradually diminish its Aviyut, its coarseness, b'china by b'china, until it divided into the five levels that exist in these five kinds of zivugim, the plural of zivug, coupling.
How? I don't see so many questions. This is all clear? Baltia 3.
Hello, Rav, worldly. Question. When the Creator clothes in the created being, it becomes something new, a new structure? Or are the Creator and the created being always separated from each other, from one another?
This is done in the clothing of the Creator, the created being. There is made a structure called soul, a full soul, partial, but a full soul. That's called that the Creator clothes in the created being, or the light fills the vessel. And the Creator in this, sorry, the created being in this reveals the Creator, the clothed in him, and you can connect with him according to the degree of coarseness in the created being to connect with the Creator. If it's on the degree of root, it's called Ibur. And if it's already on the... and it goes onwards to Katnut, Narut, Gadlut. And this the created being attains and feels the Creator.
PT-7.
If we can be precise here, that we learn that the Creator and the created being are separated from each other, distinguished. But in the final correction, there are no more different objects. It's become something new.
As much as we correct ourselves, we reveal that we are inside the Creator, that He fills everything and maintains everything, holds everything, and performs everything. And that's how it always was. Rather, that we were given a concealment in order that we shall reveal this ourselves and then feel and see these discernments between us and even more and more attain the Creator. Yes. PT 7.
Hello, Rav. I don't really understand this concept of spreading within her and from her.
It expands within the created being. Salt Lake City.
Rav, thank you. It sounds to me like all of these emergence of the part supreme are a consequence of building the screen. Is that correct?
Nachon meot. Nachon meot.
Very correct. Very nicely said. Only by the screen, from the will to receive to itself, and from the upper light that separate from it, from that is built a structure that the will to receive will be an intention to bestow, and accordingly get filled with the light and the revelation of the Creator in it, and that will be called a Patsuf. And from such Patsufs, we build and build and build the structure called the general soul that the Creator created. Adam.
Latin 8.
When we read and we see that the Patsufim are being revealed, does that mean they exist already? And when in the 10 we cleanse the vessels to receive the lights, then we discover they do exist. And only when we cleanse or purify, we discover them.
In the concatenation from the world of infinity down to this world, all the worlds, Patufim and Sfirot, came out and emerged. And what we need is to learn how to rise from degree to degree in that same ladder and return to infinity. That's what we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And by the wisdom of Kabbalah, we receive the force to rise, and that's how we advance.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, why should there be a disconnection from the previous state in our work instead of addition to the previous state? Why does every attempt to connect to the Creator start from scratch?
Because that's called the spiritual action. You take the corrupted desire and you correct it from zero onwards. Ibui nika mochin. That's how you always progress. Be'er Sheva.
Boker tov Rav, boker tov Asiriya Olamit.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. You answered something very interesting to the friends from Baltia. You said that in the final correction we'll discover we're in the Creator, meaning the light and vessel are one, as we've learned. My question is different. Through this whole process, what's the role of the will to receive if everything is basically one?
In order to bring us to awareness of the Creator, recognition, in accordance, matchment with Him, that's our whole process.
So is there good? Isn't there good? Is there an evil inclination? If everything is perfect.
In order that you'll determine that there's no good and not bad, rather that it's all good because it's all the Creator. Not because it feels good in your vessels, but because the Creator controls everything.
Thank you very much, Rav.
ET35.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. If I may say, we have two screens. One is prior to the vessel standing in the Peh of the Potsuf, meaning in Malchut de Rosh, which gets or recuperates with all the light. The other screen gets all the light standing in Malchut de Guf.
Sir, I'm sorry, we didn't learn this. Maybe we'll learn about it in the next lesson, but we didn't talk about this at all.
It's actually written in the part.
It's not enough what's written. We're going to have to learn about it with all the details. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Get used to listening. I can't stand only one thing. When you disturb the study process. So we will learn this in the next lessons. We haven't learned this yet. Not about the screens, the multitude of screens. We'll get to that. This is the structure of the Patsuf. You see, what's written here? The refinement of the screen to the emanation of the Patsuf. Right onwards, we're going to keep learning about the parts of the Patsuf itself and how they work. Ita 1.
Buongiorno, Rav. E a causa del... E a causa del sof e per il timore che si avvia questo processo di raffinazione.
Can you repeat the question, please?
È a causa del sof e per il timore che si avvia questo processo di raffinazione?
Is the result of the sof the fear that leads to the purification?
I understand your question. I don't understand. Let's learn. We'll continue and you'll see how you'll get answers. These things need to be solved till the final, full, correct understanding and here on the spot, not after a few years, okay? So, let's go. Refinement of the screen to the emanation of the Patsuf.
Can we understand the question that Bala Sulam asks in the end of item 29? He says, we have to understand who and what caused the screen to diminish until it divided the five kinds of Zivugim. What was he asking, basically?
We need to understand why the screen diminishes from the Rosh of the Kav through all the worlds, Potsufim and Sefirot, until it entirely disappears. That's it. Why was it done this way? So we'll learn about this onward. The next topic precisely talks about this. He goes here forward in a very precise manner. That's why I can't stand why when people jump ahead, like they're trying to show me that they have their own mind. No mind. The mind needs to be only on the spot where we're learning, and then surely we'll succeed.
So we're
in item 30. The izdechut of the masach to the emanation of the patzuf, the purification of the screen to the emanation of the patzuf. Item 30. To understand the matter of the cascading of the degrees by five levels, one below the other, explained above, concerning the five Patsufim of Ak, as well as in all the degrees appearing in the five Patsufim, in each world of the four worlds, Abia, through Malchut Avasiya, we must thoroughly understand the matter of the Hizdakhut, becoming more pure, more Zach, of the screen of Guf, implemented in each of the Patsufim of Ak, the world of Nikudim and the world of Tikkun, correction.
Meaning, to understand all these things, we have to learn the entire concatenation from above below, and what occurs with all the worlds, degrees, and Sefirot. All right, we're ready. Let's go.
Item 31. The thing is that there is no partsuf or any degree at all that does not contain two lights called Or Mekif, surrounding light, and Or Pnimi, inner light. And we shall explain them in Ak. The Or Mekif, the surrounding light of the first Patsuf of Ak, is the light of Ein Sof, which fills the whole of reality. Following Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, and the screen that was erected in Malchut, there was a Zivug Daka from the light of Ein Sof on that screen. And using the reflected light that the screen raised, it redrew the upper light to the restricted world in the form of 10 Sefirot of Rosh and 10 Sefirot of Guf. Yet, this extension from Ein Sof in Patsuf Ak does not fill the whole of reality as prior to the restriction, to the Tzimtzum. Rather, it is discerned with a Rosh and a Sof. From above downward, its light stops at the point of this world, which is the concluding Malchut, as in the verse, and his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives. And from within outward, as there are 10 Sefirot, Kachab Tum, Keter Chochma Binah Tiferet Malchut, from above downward, and Malchut concludes the Ak from below, so there are 10 Sefirot, Kachab Tum, from within outward, called Mocha, Atzamot, Gidin, Basar, and Or. The Or is Malchut, which ends the Partsuf from the outside. In that respect, Partsuf Ak is considered a mere thin line compared to Ein Sof, which fills the whole of reality. The whole of reality. This is so because Partsuf Or ends it and limits it from all sides. Or in Hebrew means skin, from the outside, and it cannot expand and fill the entire restricted space. Thus, only a thin line remains standing in the middle of the space. The measure of the light received in Ak, the thin line, is called inner light. The difference between the inner light in Ak and the light of Ein Sof prior to the restriction is called surrounding light. Since it remains as surrounding light around Patsuf Ak, as it could not clothe within the Patsuf.
Well, not enough that we read it one time, that's for sure.
Kiev.
Kiev. Ask, but be careful that it should be on the topic.
Why can't this Patsuf be filled with light? Wasn't there a screen over all of Bchina Dalet?
Yes, yes, that's the reason. Also, you could say otherwise that they couldn't be revealed, all the discernments that there is in Malchut of Infinity, and thus the vessel didn't receive corrections on them. You understand? Still not, because the vessel is clarified out of the entrance of light into it and the exit of the light from it by all sorts of works. The expansion and the departure of the light in the vessel, from the vessel, makes the vessel worthy to its cause, to its purpose.
The
restriction was over all of Pchina Dalet, so why wasn't there a screen there?
There was a screen in the entire fourth phase, but what was revealed from the fourth phase is that she simply doesn't want to receive. It's not enough, though, in order to really make a restriction on all the details in the fourth phase that have still not been revealed. They have not been revealed. In order to reveal all the details of in the fourth phase and to perform all the necessary restrictions on them, and then the screens and reflected lights, and to bestow all this in return to the Creator. By this, we need to scrutinize all these parts one by one, and thus to work this way. And that's precisely what's been done.
PT5.
He writes in the beginning of item 31, the thing is that there is no potsu for any degree at all that does not contain two lights called surrounding light and inner light.
How can it be that there will be one light without the other? Because the vessel is still in some state that it receives part of the light of infinity, so the part that it doesn't receive remains outside. It can't receive already to receive on the intention to bestow the entire light of infinity. Then the entire light of infinity would enter internally.
That's clear. In our reality, from below upwards, this law also applies, right?
Of course, till the end of correction, you have both internal light and surrounding light. At the end of correction, all the light enters the internality of the neshama, of the soul, of the vessel.
So the spiritual embryo in its first degree is also somehow in opnimi, receiving in order to bestow somehow?
No, it's not in reception, the intention to bestow. It's an annulment with respect to the upper. And so the light that expands in it is very small, light of nefesh. It's only nefisha, like blowing of air. The created being, what it's capable of doing, that's why it's called an embryo.
So what is the reality of inner light in it?
That's the light that expands in it. Internal light that doesn't show him anything, rather a bit of liveliness.
Which is the pleasure only from annulment?
Let's say it's pleasure. He can't even reveal this pleasure so much. There is a huge lack of vessels that they need each vessel to show itself compared to others. To feel pleasure demands a lot of discernments between the vessels. You understand? You take someone who doesn't understand anything in music. You take him to some classic music symphony, right? What can he understand about it? He'll sit and wait till it's ending, till it's over. But if you take someone who understands this music, then he'll sit and he's laughing and he's crying.
Thank you.
Okay, friends, we're not going to go onwards. We're going to finish here at 32. So read 32. Besides this, there's lots of additions to the preface to these letter, these items. Look them up and read them. Look at them if you have time. It can be helpful. Just be careful. Don't get confused. What's written here, we need to know. Each and every word. But more than this, it's already a question. Will this confuse us or not? Okay, so be healthy and be happy out of this that you are progressing. And we'll meet tomorrow. All the best.
Yes, okay, so we have an announcement. To conclude, our schedule today starts at 10 until 10:30. The Inside Look with Dr. Michael Lightman. Let's move on to a song.
Quante volte ho tentato di vivere in un mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato a cercare nel mondo in che mi son trovato qui con voi, il vegano più bello che ho. Leman achai vereai, leman achai vereai, leman achai vereai, Adam rana shalom bach. Leman achai vereai, leman achai vereai, leman achai vereai, Adam rana shalom bach. Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo. Brindiamo a questa nuova umanità. Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Vorrei dimora qui perché è in quell'amico che cammina con te. Leman achai vereai, leman achai achai vereai, Adam rana shalom bach. Leman achai vereai, leman achai vereai, leman achai achai vereai, Adam rana shalom bach. Stagione porta la condizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità. Le malachai verai, le malachai verai, le malachai achai verai, Adam rana shalom ba. Le malachai verai. Shalom.